RCR with Paul Brennan, Reality Check Radio.
Trevor Loudon is in Southwest Florida, Kiwi in Florida, and he joins us now to kind of set the scene for what is happening in the US with the possibly the last ditch election for the Republic. And Trevor, any comments to make on Quincy first? Sad news. How did that go down, given all the other news going around in the US?
Look, it has actually made a mark because he was a pretty well-known producer, artist, etc. So, yeah, there was a sad note there, but and it did make a mark despite of the election. But any other time, it would have been a lot bigger. The election is looming over everything right now.
I played a clip earlier from the Joe Rogan podcast, I think yesterday, with Elon Musk, and it was a 2.5 hour podcast, but we played a minute piece out of it where Elon basically turned to the camera, eyeballed the audience, and said, "This is it. This is the last election. If Trump loses, the U.S. is basically California, the whole republic." Do you think he's right?
Yeah, I'd go worse than I think the U.S. is basically Venezuela. That's what I think. If this is lost, it's that critical. And I think Elon was pulling back a little bit. He didn't want to get too carried away. But if this is an absolutely critical election, not just for the U.S., but for what's left of the free world. You know, everybody, this is the tent pole that holds it up. And if this is undercut, we're all in deep trouble.
So what can you tell us about, there's the polls, but no one is that confident in polls anymore. The mainstream media, well, it's obvious, you know, who they support and who they kind of showcase in a particular way. What's your read of the thinking of the nation on this being there?
Well, the freedom movement is cautiously optimistic. The very best poll out there is Rasmussen. They've always been the most accurate, and they've got Trump comfortably ahead at this point. They say he should win all of this, should win all of the key, you know, swing states. You know, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Georgia. Wisconsin, etc. The only one they had doubts about was Michigan. So if they're right, he should do comfortably well. And the mood is definitely swinging in Trump's favor. What we're all freaking out about really is what level of shenanigans will there be? What dirty tricks will be played at the last moment? Will polls be shut down? Will cheating occur? Yeah, and well, we know it's going to occur, but to what level? And will Trump's wave be able to overcome that? That's the question.
There are already some headlines. I'm looking at the Gateway Pundit right now of, you know, what look like maybe minor shenanigans at this point. The endorsements that Trump received, especially leading up to a very short time leading up to this day, Rogan. Who else have come in there? Quite a few names.
Well, obviously, yep. Elon Musk and Dana White, and there's been a whole raft of them, and everything from the head of the Rhode Island Black Lives Matter, you know,
really,
everything. Yeah. So, and I think this is going to be the feature of this election. I think Trump's going to get a very strong black vote, Latino vote, and some polls put the Latino vote going towards Trump, not just him getting a chunk of it, but actually getting majority.
Right.
Plus, a lot of other minorities are moving more into his camp, and so look, anything could happen here. Trump could get a landslide here, or he could get a narrow loss. You know, it could go either way here.
How do you think the Dem supporters are going to deal with a Trump victory? This is something that we've been talking about a bit. Are heads going to explode? Could there be violence? What are people saying, Trevor?
Well, my main thing is studying Marxism, the communist groups, the Chinese supported groups in America, etc., and the Freedom Road Socialist Organization, who are the people who ran the George Floyd rioting and the rioting after Trump won in the writing of early 2017. That was all done by these pro-Chinese communists. And they have called publicly for tomorrow for mass protests across America, regardless of the outcome. But I guarantee you it'll be a lot worse if Trump wins. And I'm actually advising people, I expect to see in the lame duck period until Trump is inaugurated, you'll see major violence. I expect maybe some terrorist attacks, but certainly sabotage, rioting, looting, arson. And I'm advising people, you know, I hate to sound like a Jeremiah, but I think I'm right, and to get your medicine, get your food stocks, be prepared for some shutdowns, power outages, etc. Because the left, the hard left, are going to go absolutely ballistic, I believe, tomorrow, starting from tomorrow.
There'll be a lot of world leaders watching this, and I don't know if you've caught up with the news. ABC reported it about an hour ago that Netanyahu has fired Gallant, the defense minister. Do you think there's anything in the timing of that with this election?
Yeah, I think so. I think I honestly think Netanyahu is probably going to have a go at Iran's nuclear facilities, but because Iran is pretty much defenseless at the moment. The last Israeli raids wiped out their air defenses. And so I think Netanyahu will wait till the day after the election and have a go. And so I think that's certainly coming, because he's not going to wait for Joe Biden to tell him no. He's going to take his chance. And so I think we're going to see that on the international stage. And I think every world leader is just glued on this election. You know, the good guys and the bad guys, you know, just and the in-betweeners, which is the majority of them. They're all the whole world is going to be different after today in one way or another.
Yeah, one way. I know the way I'd like it to be.
Absolutely. I'm very partisan. I tell you where I stand.
Well, it's pretty obvious, isn't it?
It is. I hope it is. You know, look. You know, I've been exposing Kamala Harris for a long time. I've got a book out about her. But, you know, Trump is the only chance America has right now to look, put it this way. If Kamala Harris is president, she's going to legalize 40 million illegal immigrants who will then and give them voting rights, who will then vote for her party. That's the end of a free America.
That's the plan.
That's always been the plan.
Yep.
You know, I joke that if all the illegals coming across the border were all going to vote Republican, the Democrats would have had the biggest wall across the border you've ever seen. They would have had the National Guard of every state down there. So this is the plan. They brought 10 million more in the last year. They're going to give them all citizenship and all voting rights, and that is California all over America, and it won't be very long till it's Venezuela. That will be a one-party state. Plus, they will pack the Supreme Court, so with more radical left-wing judges, so that'll be out, and then they will start to use the organs of the state to come down on their enemies. You know,
They've been doing that already. So,
well, they have, but they've had a Supreme Court to worry about. And they've also had elections that still meant something. If they have no more elections to worry about and no Supreme Court, all bets are off at that point.
As a Kiwi, and we just touched on it before, world leaders will be watching this with absolute interest. If Kamala takes it out, where does that leave a country like us? Because it's bigger than just the US. You pointed that out just before. What do you think?
Well, Kamala Harris is a puppet of China. Kamala Harris, the Chinese began infiltrating the Democratic Party under Jesse Jackson in the 80s, and they have basically dominance in the Democratic Party now. So basically the Pacific will become China's lake. She will do nothing to oppose China. So that is going to have grave implications. We've already seen China hopping through the Pacific, getting influence in Vanuatu and Kiribati and a whole bunch of other places, Fiji, etc. And that will accelerate. We will be at the mercy of China if Kamala Harris is president.
Do you think our leadership recognizes that here?
I think they probably do, but they don't want to alarm the public by saying that and appearing too alarmist. But I think they have a fair idea that will be the case.
When Trump won the 2016 election, it seemed that the people, and he's admitted it himself, he was new to it, had hardly ever spent any time in Washington, D.C. up to that point. And he was surrounded by, I guess, elements of the swamp. So any reason to think it'll be different this time, Trevor?
Well, I think Trump is a lot more sophisticated now, and he's got a much better team. He didn't really expect to win in 2016. He didn't have a transition team. The Republican old guard basically said, well, you just let us look after personnel. You just let us staff everything for you. And they filled every position they could with rhinos and gutless wonders and whatever. So it was a miracle that Trump could actually do as much as he did. It's very different this time. They have got a very big farm team. They've got a whole several thousand people on lists that they're going to put into position straight away. You are not going to see the same mistakes made again. And I think Trump's learned a lot from that time. He was a businessman. He walked into it and he thought, well, these guys in the government might not like me, but they'll just do what they're told, right? Like they do in business. He didn't understand that that's not how it works in government. But now he's had several years to reflect on that. Plus, there's a whole bunch of people around him, very, very smart people, and a whole list of people to fill those positions. You're going to see mass firings from the government, mass firings and replacement with people loyal to the America First agenda. So I think that's going to be the immediate difference that we're going to see.
In the time between now and inauguration, what happens? Do you think, is this the period of time that could sort of spin out of some sort of control?
I think so. What we're going to see is the violence on the streets. We may see international incidents. You know, China might decide to have a go before Trump gets, you know, a go against Taiwan. You might see Rocket Boy might make some moves against South Korea. We could see the expansion of the war in Europe. We could see that on the international scale. We'll see the rioting in the streets. And we also have to understand that coming across the border in the last couple of years had been many Chinese nationals of military age, Chechens, Hezbollah, etc. So that, there's that. But what we'll also see is massive lawfare. Now, Jamie Raskin, the extreme left-wing Marxist congressman from Maryland, has already said, we're not going to certify Trump's election. We're going to use the 14th Amendment. Trump is an insurrectionist. So therefore, he cannot hold public office. So, and he said publicly, this could plunge the country into civil war. This will be, but he's okay with that. This is his a constitutional crisis. So, I think we're going to see lawfare, maybe international warfare, and definitely violence on the streets of America. And I hope I'm wrong about all of it. I hope Kamala Harris loses on the night and graciously says, thank you, President Trump. Congratulations. Best of luck running America. And pigs might fly.
Yeah. Watching Kamala Harris over all this time, is my personal opinion, it's like fingernails on a chalkboard for me. But she has appeal. What is that appeal? I can't understand it, Trevor.
The only appeal is she's not Donald Trump, and she's female, and she makes the right noises about abortion to please a lot of younger women, especially unmarried women. That's her main, that's the only group that she wins convincingly in America, the younger woman. She wins them by about 70 points, young unmarried women. That's it. She is opposed to Trump. She's got all the money. She never has to answer any real policy questions. They treat her like she's Taylor Swift or Oprah Winfrey. They just put her on to do sound bites. She's never subject to she's subject to as little scrutiny as possible. And there's this massive media propaganda machine behind her, just trying to push her across the line, just trying to keep her mouth shut, push her across the line, and then they can do what they like. But that's the strategy. She is the worst candidate the Democrats have put up in living memory.
If she wins, the CCP Politburo are high-fiving, right? Is that really what you're saying?
100%. Look, yeah. And I think this is a lot of things New Zealanders what might be a bit new to many New Zealanders, the depth of Chinese influence in the United States is beyond what most people would even dream of. You know, they virtually control now through the unions, which they control, and the Wall Street, which they control. They pretty much, and a lot of big tech, which they also control, they control the Democratic Party. But they also have a lot of influence in the Republican Party through people like Mitch McConnell, you know, whose wife, Elaine Chao, has, yeah. her family's made billions trading with the Chinese. So the Chinese have got a very, very comprehensive plan. See, when Trump was in power, he was working with Australia and South Korea and India to basically starve out the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party, to do to them what Reagan had done to the Communist Party of the Soviet Union. And they understood that if he got a second term, he would finish them off. So they were very, very actively involved in the 2020 election. They had Chinese-sponsored voter registration groups on the ground in the key states. They had Black Lives Matter under their belts. And of course, the COVID, which came from there, sort of didn't help Trump much. And you will find also that the states in the United States that had the harshest lockdowns, as you will find the countries around the world, were all the states that had the most Chinese influence. Under Jacinda Ardern, she had little Maoists running around organizing, like Chris Hipkins, you know, organizing
Maoist backgrounds in university politics, right?
Exactly. Little Maoist student politicians were running things under Jacinda Ardern, and they were dancing to the Chinese line. It was never going to be herd immunity or vitamin D therapy or hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin. It was always going to be masks, mandates, lockdowns, vaccines, the Chinese model. But that's the same that happened in California, in Oregon, in Washington, in Michigan, in Minnesota, all the states. You know, Tim Walz, you know, who the VP candidate, who is completely pro-China, was one of the very worst. So the Chinese used their control over unions, which they control in virtually every Western country, to lock down the schools and lock down, and their control of politicians in both the Democratic and Republican parties to enforce lockdowns, vaccine mandates, penalize anybody who stood against it. The goal was multifaceted, but to wreck the US economy was a big part of it, and destroy President Trump's, well, to set the stage for defeating Trump.
Right.
Without COVID, Trump would have romped it. Yeah. But the COVID gave the chance for mail-in ballots and all the fraud that went with that, gave impetus to Black Lives Matter and all of that kind of thing. So we can expect the Chinese are not going to give up lightly. And they will celebrate if Kamala Harris is president, and they will be very, very upset if Trump is president.
And on Ukraine, if Trump wins, that's basically over almost on the day, isn't it? Or you'll see signs of it, won't you?
I do not think so. I think Trump will actually be a lot tougher on Russia than people think. I think he will push back against Putin quite a lot, actually. And I think he will instantly open up the energy fields in America, which will really hurt Putin by dropping the energy prices worldwide. So a lot of people think he's going to end the war on Russia's terms, make Ukraine give up some territory. I do not think that's going to happen. I think he'll actually go in the opposite direction. And that might upset J.D. Vance and some of the people around him. But I actually think Ukraine, if I were the Ukrainians, I'd be hoping for a Trump victory. And if I were Putin, I'd be hoping for a Kamala Harris victory.
Well, he's already come out and said that he prefers Kamala. I think I saw Putin say that.
Well, absolutely. You know, he's ideologically sympathetic, you know. Before the movement around Kamala, the movement that made her, is a Chinese communist movement. But it started out as a Soviet movement, you know, back in the day. So there's still that ideological sympathy there. The old KGB is still very much influential in Russia, and And right. Putin is still an old KGB hand. He recognizes a fellow. He recognizes an old communist when he sees one.
Yeah. Okay, so how long does it take, Trevor, before the picture becomes clear on the day today?
Yeah, look, it'd be a bit of a miracle if it becomes clear tonight. I hope it will. If Rasmussen is accurate, we will know tonight. But it will really all depend on Wisconsin and Pennsylvania, I think. I think at the end of tonight, I think Trump's going to be ahead, and he will have won Pennsylvania, and Kamala probably will have won Michigan. Wisconsin will probably go to Trump. So he'll be slightly ahead on the Electoral College map, but we'll have mail-ins to come in from Wisconsin and Pennsylvania. And that's when the litigation's going to start. That's when the counting and the scrutiny and the argument's going to start. So I think Trump ahead on the night, but not clear enough to declare a total victory.
We're not going to see one of those weird things on the graph again. You know, I'm talking about that.
Yeah, I do know exactly what you mean. Yep. Look, there's a lot more scrutiny this time. There's the Trump legal teams are much better organized. And I think the energy in the key battleground states is much stronger for Trump than it was last time. Much, much stronger. So I think any irregularities, we're allowed to use that word, will be lessened and will be dealt with much more effectively than they were last time. I think even if it's not clear in the night, I think Trump is probably going to prevail, but you don't count anything out here. We know this isn't just Democrats Trump's fighting. This is China. This is other countries who are interfering. This is Iran. This is many countries that are interfering in the current election.
Wow. Trevor, thanks for giving us your views on the spot from Southern Florida. Maybe we can chat in the next day or so again just to
I'd love to. I think tomorrow we'll know if my prediction about the street thuggery is valid, and we'll how accurate I was on the predictions of the night. Look, I'm just hoping it's a clear cut victory for Trump. Yep. We're just all hoping that. But I'd love to talk to you again, and we're going to know a lot more in 24 hours, that's for sure.
You bet. Trevor Loudon, thanks for beaming in. We appreciate it this morning.
Thanks very much. Appreciate it, Paul.
The RCR shop has great gift ideas, from great looking tees, hoodies, caps, tote bags, bumper stickers, and more. The RCR shop is now open at www.realitycheck.radio/shop.